Okay, can you verify your name and address for me?
Oh, you found the account?
Yes.
My name's Ann Baxter. The address is 14 Muscat Lane, Pittsford, New York, 14534.
Okay. Now. From what I see, you were supposed to be scheduled today between 2 to 5 p.m. You haven't heard from the technician?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I've called three times. Three times I've gotten exactly the same message. We have contacted the provider. The provider has tried to contact the technician. The technician is not answering his phone, but we will get a message to him and he will call you right away. Well, you know what? That didn't work. That isn't working. This is totally, totally unacceptable. I have received, I don't know, I could count them, between the texts and the emails. I can't tell you how many times you've told me to be here. And now I'm mad. Because
okay.
We're trying to contact him, doesn't work.
Okay,
and guess
so
what? It's not you, but it's your company.
There are only so many options that we can do, which is I can try reaching out to that tech office again, see if I can get a hold of someone. If not...
Well, you know what? That hasn't worked so far, so let's try plan B.
If not, I will have to try to see...
Calling the same people who are totally unresponsive would not be the answer.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that, but that is the only person who can give us the answer.
Okay. Do I get in touch with Best Buy and send everything back?
The second option I can try doing is reaching out to their area manager to see if I can
get
an update.
That would be good. I would go right up the ladder. You know, going down to the lowest level has not worked in three phone calls.
And this is an install for your dishwasher and
microwave. And the stove, because the guys who came in today, who brought in the refrigerator and installed it, said because they have to put in the microwave, we're not going to put in the refrigerator, the stove, because it goes over the stove and they won't have to reach over it. That makes sense to me.
Okay, so a different team came out today to install your refrigerator.
They brought the four appliances and they put in the refrigerator.
Okay. Okay, see, there's and more a different issue because this is currently in pending client reschedule.
No, there was nothing to reschedule, ever. I have hundreds of emails from you.
I think there's an issue going on right now where this technician is under pressure that team came out today and did all of the install.
No, the team today told me that you have to have someone licensed to put in the microwave and the dishwasher.
Yes, that's
and that's your team.
That's what I'm saying, ma'am. I think this technician reached out to the store, and a store
then might the technician have told should them, be responding. Why was not the technician responding?
Okay, I have to place you on a brief hold, ma'am, because I have to take a look to see what's going on with the order and reach out to the tech office or their manager to see what's going on.
I've called. I mean, they all know, you all know.
Yes, I understand that, ma'am, but it's bigger than just the time frame now of today. It seems that they think that you already had the items installed and you have not. So I had to reach out to that technician
because
to let them know.
Because they were supposed to come. I have there are two receipts on this. And I have Best Buy saying that this is happening in the morning and this is happening in the afternoon. And you are the afternoon.
I understand that, ma'am. What I'm saying is I have to reach out to the technician office to see why they think the install was completed by the people who came out this morning.
Particularly when I've been calling.
So I have to place you on
a
brief hold.
So I think somebody's lying that they have not. Whoever is answering your phone has not done what they told me they were doing, or this would be known before now. The problem would have been known.
I don't know who all you spoke with.
I don't think. How do I know?
I see. They have tried to reach out to the service provider. Seems that the service provider didn't notice something after that.
The technician, and the technician does not answer his phone.
Okay, ma'am. I can't keep going back and forth with you on it. I have to reach out to someone and see what's going on, so I have to place you on a brief hold.
Okay.
Thank you.